Dr. Shute's office. This is Lizzie. How can I help you?
Hi, Lizzie. Is Dr. Shute in today?
He is. He's with a patient. Can I help you?
I wanted to follow up with him regarding an offer we had extended out to him a few weeks ago. Is there anyone else that kind of takes care of that aspect?
Yeah, I can help you. Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
And it's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. I was just actually looking to follow up here on a finance offer we extended to the business. It's looking like it was about 2.5 weeks ago that we actually got it sent out. But it looks like we got you approved for $250,000. I was just hoping you had a chance to look it over. I'm sure you probably get a bunch of these and end up tossing most of them. But for the background on us, we're actually a private business bank in San Diego. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Just think of working capital as a newer lending tool. It just lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit would. We're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. The offer was actually predicated or based upon your DMD credit profile with GE Capital. Based off of the lending history you had with them a few years back, you were able to get your pre-approved with us with $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you just to see where things were at.
Okay, thanks for holding. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, and you're calling from?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
So like I said, we had extended out a finance offer to the business a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was based on some prior financing you guys had at Stearns Bank. Does that kind of ring a bell to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys had good borrowing history there, so we have you pre-approved here with us for some working capital and equipment financing. So just following up to see, you know, if you guys are looking to bring on any new equipment or any expansion plans, anything like that, that we could help you out with.
Not right now.
Not right now? Is there a typical time you guys usually do that stuff? Or
It's hard to say because he's kind of getting near retirement right now, so I don't see him buying anything new. But if he is, I mean, usually around after he goes to, like, he goes to the Monterey Symposium in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he goes to, you know, like, conferences and things like that, that's sometimes when he decides to buy equipment or things like that.
Okay.
He might try back, like, mid-November and see if he's got any idea of if he wants to get anything.
Yeah. Will he be going to the Vision Expo in Las Vegas?
He's not going to Vision Expo, no.
No. Okay. So he goes to the one in November.
Sometimes he goes to the Vision Expo occasionally. He just couldn't go this year because he already had a family vacation planned, so that's why he's going to be at Monterey Symposium.
Oh, okay, okay. Do either you or him have an email, and I can shoot over some info in case something comes up?
Sure. It's S-W,
mm-hmm.
Shute, his last name, S-H-U-T-E,
mm-hmm.
O-D at yahoo.com.
Okay, I can go ahead and send over some info to him, and then I'll follow up, you know, sometime in November,
okay.
See if how things are going then.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.